right, this is Reader's Theater with Miss Smith's class on May 19th, reading a play called Snowy White and the Seven Chicks, performed by Angel, Jeanette, and helping with Miss Gaub. We first begin with a setting in Snowy White's living room. It's obviously a very messy room with newspapers on the floor and clothes strewn about the room. Amy is alone on the stage talking on the phone.
Woody, this is Amy. I have great news item for you. Snowy White, the greatest singer and entertainer from the great state of Illinois. No, wait a minute, Woody. Give the guy a break. He needs a little publicity between engagements. No, he's not through. He's an audition at a nightclub in Perio next week. Look, can you just say his birthday? Oh, you said that last time. Just say it's his birthday. Oh, you said that. Just put his name in the column. That's all I ask. Wait, I have news. Snowy and I are getting married. When? Oh, 2 weeks from Tuesday. Well, we'll meet on Tuesday, and we're sentimental about it. Yes, I think it's great. Will you? Thanks, Woody. Thanks a lot. I'll send you an invitation to the wedding. I'm addressing them now. Bye.
Nice try. Thanks, Miss Press Agent and President of all my fan clubs.
Well, we are getting married. Someday.
Uh-huh. Someday. I ought to get you a medal, not a wedding ring. It's been 5 years.
5 years and 16 days.
I don't know why you stay around. Even rats deserve a sinking ship.
You're not a sinking ship. You're an entertainer.
I know. Between engagements. That's what I keep telling myself when I'm in line at the unemployment office. I'm not unemployed like those poor slobs. Not me. I'm between engagements.
Something will turn up.
Sure, another unemployment check.
A job at that club in Peru.
Maybe.
I think so. I read your horoscope, and for the first 3 months of this year, it was a prediction that a large sum of money will come into your life.
I won't turn that down.
And then we can get married.
Is that what yours horoscope said?
Mine? Oh, never mind what mine says.
Not so good, huh?
Well,
come on, tell the greatest entertainer in the state of Illinois.
It says I'll have trouble in the romance department. Lots of competition.
Competition? Other girls fighting over me?
Who believes in that astrology junk anyway?
Register your letter for Mr. Snowy White.
All right, I'll sign for it. Thank you. It's a registered letter for you. Maybe it's an offer to do a TV commercial.
Maybe it's a bill collector.
Go on, open it.
It's from the law firm. Somebody's probably suing me or chasing me for unpaid bills.
Go on, open it. You can always throw it away.
Okay, here it goes. What? Oh no, I can't believe it.
I knew it. I knew something good was going to happen. I could feel it.
My Uncle Otto died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not. He was 101 years old, and he left me $1 million.
I told you your horoscope said there would be a lot of money.
Say, I'll start believing that stuff, too. Here, read the letter.
It doesn't say $1 million.
No, it says a considerable estate. But I happen to know Uncle Otto was a millionaire. I haven't seen him in years. He had a wild temper. He remarried when he was 92 for the fifth time, and she was only 25.
Wow, your uncle was quite a guy.
Uh-huh, but wife number 5 was killed in an automobile accident last year, so I guess Uncle Otto didn't have any other hires.
Oh, Snowy, $1 million. Think of what you can do with it. You can move into a penthouse, buy a Rolls Royce, have a butler, travel around the world.
You haven't said the usual.
What?
You've been saying it for years. Now we can get married.
No, now it's up to you, don't you see? There's nothing in the way. Someday is here. Snowy White lives here. Yes, he does. Baji Randall of Randall Wickover Lands. Mann, Penworth, and Smith.
You're one of the lawyers who sent me this letter.
Yes, you've come into the will of the late S. Otto Rankfield. I have the privilege of being his attorney for the last 7 years.
This is my finance, Amy Baxter, Mr. Randall.
Won't you sit down? Thank you. Is it all right if I read the will in front of the young lady?
Of course. After all, she's going to be my wife.
Well, I don't know. I beg your pardon. Aren't you a bit presumptuous even for a lawyer? There's something in the will.
I know. Uncle Otto's money is all gone. He lost it in Vegas.
No, the $1 million is there. Oh, Snowy, $1 million. But there's certain provisions.
He left a dog or a cat I have to take care of. Uncle Otto loved dogs and cats and women.
It does have something to do with women.
Women?
I'm afraid so.
Mr. Randall, can you skip the being of sound body, sound mind, body, and legal jargon, and just tell me what's in the will?
Yes, we don't need all that fancy language. All right, Mr. White, you will inherit $1 million, but...
That's what I was afraid of.
But you'll have to get married within 21 days. Your uncle believed in marriage. After all, he was married 5 times.
No problem. Amy and I will get married tomorrow.
No, I'm afraid there's a problem. A big one. Your uncle has picked out 6 eligible girls, and you have to choose one of them.
What?
That's it. Those are the terms of the will. It's been nice knowing you, Mr. Snowy White.
Where are you going?
Back to my apartment. Back to my secretarial job at the cookie factory. I can't stand between you and $1 million. Nice meeting you, Mr. Randall. Nice meeting you, Snowy.
Scene 2. Snowy is alone on stage. He's talking on the phone. The living room is still a mess. Papers and books all over the floor.
Yes, Woody, it's all true. My Uncle Otto left me $1 million, but not without strings. Craziest thing, there are 6 girls he wants me to marry. I mean, I have to choose one of them within 21 days, or the $1 million will go to... I don't know. I didn't ask all the details of the will. I was so mad, furious. After all, Amy and I... You've got a job for me at the 3 Fountains? Yes, that's great, Woody, but the Cartwright Club wants me too? And the Imperial Room? When I don't have a dime, nobody wanted me. Hold on a minute, Woody. There's someone at the door. Hello, I'm Cindy Vanum. Sorry, miss. I'm on the phone. Please come in and sit down. Be through in a minute. Woody? Listen, friend. I'm not accepting any club engagements before 21 days. I have to get my personal life in order. You'll keep putting my name in your column? Well, that's terrific. Sure. When I have some news, I'll let you know. Bye, Woody. You're one of Uncle Otto's girls. Right. I don't think Uncle Otto would approve of the way you live. Uncle Otto would never live like this. He wanted everything in perfect order. He could afford it. I have to do everything myself. You need someone desperately to organize your life. Someone like you? Well, now that you mention it, yes, I happen to be an efficiency expert by profession. Oh? Now, if you decide to stay in this apartment, which I hope not, but if you do, I would bring in carpenters to build shelves and built-in furniture in the wall, so that the newspapers and magazines wouldn't be all over the floor. That's the way I like them, all over the floor. I'd put a built-in bar over here for your Cokes and a refrigerator on the wall for convenience, and a built-in filling system over here. A filling system too? What for? I've never had a filling system before. I don't understand. You're a singer and entertainer. I was, am, yes. No wonder you're so impractical. Must be your artistic nature. Maybe. Oh, you poor helpless man. You need someone like me. I do. I would start a clipping file of all your newspaper publicity, and a file of nightclubs in the United States and Europe, And then I would hire a secretary to write letters to all the owners of these clubs. Not a bad idea. Thank you. Of course, that's only a beginning. A beginning? I would hire a press agent for you. The best, of course. Pays in the long run. And we would send out publicity releases once or twice a week to all the newspapers in this country, and to the London and Paris newspapers as well. Say, I should have met you before. Thank you. I take that as a compliment. You really are a whirlwind. That is a compliment, too. I guess it is. I'm glad, but of course I'm very inexperienced in these matters. I have 3 degrees in... prestigious universities and have excellent training in business experience. I heard my own firm, but also worked as a consultant for your Uncle Otto's various enterprises. I can see why Uncle Otto sent you, but would a girl like you marry a man for $1 million? I think that's a very practical idea. Have you ever heard of something like love? Very impractical. People lose their heads. Exactly. You would never do that? Absolutely not. I have 5 other girls to interview. I know. They're all waiting in the lobby. They are? How come you're first? I talked them into it. I used logic. I'll bet you did. I made a reservation for us at the Cartwright Club for tomorrow night. I'll pick you up at 7. What if I say no? You can't say no until you decide whom you want to marry. Nice meeting you, Snowy. If you want to have me get started on remodeling this apartment, just let me know. Here's my card. Call anytime. There's my office number and my home. Imogene is waiting. She left $250 an hour patience to come here. $250 an hour patience? My uncle sure knew some amazing girls. That Sydney is a cyclone. I feel like I have just become another file card in her life.
Ding dong.
Dr. Parker, I'm Imogene. I'm Dr. Parker. I'm Imogene to you, Snowy. I hope Cindy didn't make you feel too uncomfortable. If she did, I'm here to make you feel comfortable. Please, Zoe, sit down and relax.
What kind of doctor are you?
A psychiatrist. I charge $50 an hour, and...
I know. Sydney told me.
Imagine, if you marry me, you'd have your own personal psychiatrist, 24 hours a day.
You'd give up your practice?
I might. I think it might be fun to start a new life. The wife of a millionaire, of course. I'd be glad to help you with your emotional problems, help you get your head on straight, as the kids say.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You can talk to me. People tell me all sorts of things. Last week, a man told me he was in love with his goldfish.
What? What did you tell him?
I said it was all right.
What?
I didn't want him to have any guilt feelings.
Oh.
You look like you have a lot of problems.
6 to be exact.
6?
The 6 girls Uncle Otto wants me to choose from.
But that's only temporary. Besides, the decision should be easy.
It should?
Certainly. You should choose the girl who can help you the most. I certainly have helped a lot of people. You look very tense.
I'm still recovering from Sydney.
Yeah, she certainly is an aggressive female.
She certainly is. She even made a reservation for us at the Cartwright Club for tomorrow night dinner.
You won't even be hungry.
What? I won't?
No, you're having lunch with me at the Plaza at 1.
I am?
Yes, I canceled 2 more appointments. I think you relax more in that kind of a white tablecloth, flower atmosphere. This atmosphere has too many remnants of the past and too much clutter.
I like it this way.
It's a key to your personality.
It is?
Of course, very revealing.
What do you have in your house? People's skulls?
I'll invite you to my house for dinner soon, and you'll see. Half turn, I have a patient waiting. She called me at 2 this morning and cried on the phone for 39 minutes.
You won't give up your career to marry a millionaire, would you?
Give up my career? What a ridiculous, old-fashioned idea. I'm going to combine both my marriage and my career. Goodbye, Otto.
How did you know my real name?
I was your uncle's psychiatrist. He told me about you. See you tomorrow for lunch at 1 o'clock. Please don't keep me waiting. I have a patient at 2. One of my favorites, a former movie star. He drives a cab and he's very unhappy because no one recognizes him.
Imogen, who's next?
Wendy. I don't see how a girl like that could ever compete with Cindy and me. See you tomorrow, Otto.
Ouch. What an awful thing to do to an innocent kid. Give him a name like Otto. I grew up fighting, let me tell you. Kids made fun of my name.
Ding dong.
I know, don't tell me. You're Wendy. Uh-huh, and you're Snowy. That's right. Oh, you poor man. What do you mean, poor man? What this place needs is a woman's touch. I've already been told I should rebuild the whole apartment, file cabinets here and there and everywhere. Suggested by Sydney, of course. Of course. Oh, I'm not a businesswoman at all. I have a much different approach. You have? Yes. I just want to clean it up. You know, just sit down, take it easy. Last girl who told me that wanted to straighten out my brains. Not me. I just want to straighten up the apartment. You could get me a dust rag and a vacuum cleaner. This is a nice apartment, and all it needs, I know, a woman's touch. After all, I clean the apartment. I want to make dinner. Just a minute. What's all that? Your lunch? No, your dinner. Well, poor man, I bet it's been a long time since you've had a good home-cooked meal. Yes, but no buts. I'm going to cook for you. I know what men like. I brought a big sirloin steak, onions, potatoes, and I'll make a salad. I have lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, anchovies. No chicken soup? No, takes too long. I'll go home and make some tonight and bring it over first thing in the morning. For breakfast? No, I'll put it in the refrigerator, but I'll be glad to make you breakfast. You're going to a lot of trouble. I don't mind. I love cooking. I'm going to bake the best chocolate cake you've ever ate. And after dinner, you can give me any shirts or socks that need mending. I'll sit here and keep you company. I like to keep quiet and listen to a man talk. Well, you certainly are different from Sydney and Imogen. I'm just an old-fashioned girl. None of that women's lib stuff for me. I love to cook, sew, bake, and clean house. And I never want to be a liberated woman. I just want to get married and take good care of a man. And his $1 million? Well, that happens to be a bonus. I'll take the groceries into the kitchen and get dinner started. Linda wants to see you next, but she has a date at the tennis courts in 20 minutes. Oh, a tennis player is next on the program? Uh-huh. Oh, do you want baked potatoes or French fries? American fried, real thin slices. Sir, your wish is my command. How do you like that? That's one for the books. The girl who likes to cook and clean.
Ding dong.
No, don't tell me. I can guess. We're going to play golf.
You look like you could use a good game of golf or tennis or something. My, your muscles are so flabby.
They are?
You're in terrible shape, just terrible.
I am? I didn't know it.
What you need is a good exercise program. Sit-ups in the morning, a morning swim, a game of tennis, more exercise in the afternoon, jogging.
I'm just tired listening. I better sit.
When was the last time you played tennis?
I think I was 2 years old.
What?
It was a long time ago.
In the winter, you should go ice skating and skiing. It's terrible to let your muscles get all...
flabby?
Yes, I'm going to plan a whole new life for you.
Oh, hi, Linda. Snowy. Do you want raclette dressing on your salad?
Oh, don't tell me you're going to eat all that poison.
Poison?
If you were smart, you'd eat a carton of yogurt.
I'm not that smart. Wendy Ricourt will be fine. Good. I brought fresh cheese. Oh, and would you like to taste the chocolate frosting I just mixed?
More poison. Sugar. That's the worst thing for you.
I'll call you in a few minutes.
I can see you know nothing about health foods and good nutrition. Tomorrow I'll bring you a book and a diet. I'll stop at the health food store and buy you some wheat germ and pumpkin seeds.
Funny, I'd rather have chocolate cake.
Not good for you at all. Oh, and don't make any plans for tomorrow afternoon between 3 and 5. I made an appointment for you at my health club.
Well, thanks, I...
Sorry I'm in such a rush today.
So am I.
Denise and her photographer friend are waiting.
Oh, I'm getting very tired.
If you ate the proper foods and had the proper exercise, you'd never be tired. See you tomorrow, Snowy.
Snow, all these girls want to change me and change my way of living. Well, I know one girl who likes me the way I am. Amy, please don't hang up on me. Yes, I've met some of Uncle Otto's girls. You have? You walked in the lobby and saw them all? Yes, they're all pretty, I guess. But you can't imagine what they're like. No, I'm alone right now. Oh, wait. Yes, there is. Wendy Hansful is in the kitchen. But you're wrong. I do need you. Wait a minute, Amy. I don't think you should feel that way about Uncle Otto's millions. In fact, I'm beginning to feel very unfriendly toward Uncle Otto. Oh, here comes another one, Amy. Please come over right away. I feel like a man drowning in a swimming pool. But I don't want all those girls rescuing me. Amy, she hung up.
Oh, Jim, he's perfect.
Perfect? All the other girls seem to think there was something wrong with me.
I think you're very photogenic. What do you think, Jim?
He'll do.
Well, maybe we'll be on the cover of Modern Living magazine. You and me, Snowy.
Should I change my clothes? Put on a tux?
Oh, no. I want people to see the real you. Isn't that right, Jim?
Right.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Why? This is probably old stuff to you.
No, your Uncle Otto always had me photographed with cats or dogs. Haven't you seen my photograph in all the famous pet magazines?
Well, no, I haven't.
I was Miss Meow in September.
10 cartons of Meow cat food she got instead of money.
And I don't even have a cat. I hate animals.
Oh?
But I never told Uncle Otto.
I love animals. I'm crazy about them. In fact, I live with 6 dogs, 9 cats, and one of the cats is about to have a litter.
Where are they?
At my country house. My secretary is bringing a few of them in tonight. I'm so lonely without my animal family. I like animals much better than humans.
How horrible. Jim, let's go.
Suits me.
I couldn't stay. Not for $2 million. Ugh! 6 dogs and 9 cats. I'd just die.
Well, that was a nice short interview. The chocolate frosting is delicious, creamy. I forgot to tell you, I'm allergic to chocolate. Oh, no. And when I eat potatoes, I break out worse than measles, red spots, and I hate steak. I was scared by a cow when I was a kid. But why didn't you tell me? Oh, are you telling me something? Uh-huh, thanks anyway, Wendy. You really are nice. Well, I tried. I'm sorry, but I'm tired of the whole business. I've had it. Whoops. I think there's one more. Elizabeth, Uncle Otto called her the brain. I'm in no mood for a smart woman. Could you tell Elizabeth I went out, disappeared? No, not fair. She's waiting. Bye, Snowy. In case you get hungry, the steak is marinated with wine and seasoned, all ready for the broiler. Bye. Oh, I can't find it. I feel terrible. I can't find it.
Maybe I can help you.
I can't find my comic book.
Comic book?
I had it in my bed right next to my teddy bear.
What?
Didn't Uncle Otto tell you about me?
Well, he said you were irresponsible and sometimes childish.
Oh, he did he?
You don't have to put on an act, not for my benefit.
Wendy said you were smart.
You aren't really looking for a comic book, were you?
No.
Ding dong.
Oh, Amy, I'm glad to see you. Elizabeth, I'd like you to meet the girl I'm going to marry.
But Snowy, you can't.
Uncle Otto called me the brain, and I'm smart enough to know when it's time for me to leave. Goodbye, Snowy.
Snowy, you can't just get rid of all these girls like that.
I just did.
But the $1 million.
I just turned it down.
Nobody turns down $1 million.
I did. I'll be famous for turning it down. I'll get more bookings than I can take care of. The publicity will be great. I'll call the lawyer right now and tell him.
He's waiting in the lobby. He said he had a few papers for you to sign. He was waiting till the girls left.
I'll tell him to come up. There is a Mr. Randall in the lobby. Please tell him to come up. Come right up.
Snowy, are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Very sure. I wonder if Uncle Otto did this all on purpose.
What?
He knew I wouldn't marry one of those girls. My life wouldn't be my own. Each one of them had a plan for me. Each one of them was going to make a new man of me. Change my way of living.
I believe you have some news for me, Mr. White.
How'd you figure that out?
The last two girls came downstairs very fast, and,
That's right. Amy and I are getting married. I don't want the $1 million. If I had it here right now, I'd throw it out the window. I don't want the $1 million or any one of Uncle Otto's six girls.
I'm still not sure that's the right thing to do.
I'm sure, absolutely, positively, definitely sure.
Your Uncle Otto anticipated this move.
You mean he wanted me to turn down those girls?
Yes.
And the $1 million?
Correct, sir. I don't know what kind of a man Uncle Otto was, but it doesn't matter. Turning down $1 million will be great publicity, and Snowy will be rich and famous on his own. Exactly what the late Otto S. Ranksfield wanted, envisioned.
What?
I have it here. In the event that my nephew is smart enough to turn down all six of my girls and the $1 million, he can use this as the greatest publicity stunt for his career. He will get many offers and become rich and famous as Snowy the White, the great entertainer. It's crazy.
Runs in the family.
There's more. If Snowy should pursue his career for 5 years during which the time the $1 million will be invested, and in five years he will then gain control of the $1 million plus the interest that and divisions occurred.
It sounds crazy at first, but
your Uncle Otto wanted you to work and accomplish something on your own, like he did.
What if I had taken the $1 million right away and married one of those girls?
He knew you'd be miserable. So your Uncle Otto was a smart man.
It runs in the family.
There's one more clause.
Uh-oh.
If I may call you Otto. Otto?
Did you have to tell her?
Otto? That's your legal name.
Yes, I was named after my Uncle Otto.
If my nephew gets married and has a son, he must name the child Otto.
Oh no, I'll never do that to a son of mine.
Don't worry about it.
What do you mean, don't worry about it?
No problem, we're going to have daughters. I have their names picked out already. Cindy, Imogene, Wendy, Linda, Denise, Elizabeth.
Oh, Amy, what's in a name?
It doesn't matter, Otto.
Ouch, could you marry a guy named Otto?
Sure, if he had $1 million.
It's a deal.